From Failure to Glory, but we're going to talk about how the post experience produces sustained glory. It produces a sustained glory. And in one of my post experiences, the Lord revealed to me that once glory replaces failure, it's sustained. It's something that will remain. Failure in that area of your life would never take place again. It truly is. When you have a post experience, it truly becomes, it is burden removing. And I heard Evangelist Benita mention that in her declarations. It is burden removing and it is yoke destroying. It really is. It's one of those things that after you've had that experience that we coming out of Proverbs 8, that we watch daily at his gate. We wait at the post of his doors. Mm-hmm. And when you have waited and the Lord comes in and reveals anything that isn't right with him, and you align yourself with that, and it's not even you aligning. In fact, he's never going to drop it on you until his temperament has come upon you. That's a part of the post experience. First, his temperament is established. His mannerism, the way he would do things is established on you, so you can then house the glory, or what we know the glory as being God's opinion. Now you can house it, you can hold it. And when that's established and he begins to reveal an area that might be failing in your life, he then begins to release glory. He begins to perfect it. And once that thing sets in, it's something that really does remove the burden and it destroys the yoke. The Lord wants to add to our faith today this truth. He wants it added, that once he moves it, it's never coming back again. I'm going to say that again. Once he moves it, it's never coming back again. It's an established place in you now. Amen. And it will truly and finally, it will be this. We'll end up never looking back and we will end up never going back. This is that place that we've heard for all these years in the prayers. The gateway, in fact, back to the place of failure will be shut forever. It will be absolutely shut. And it's not by your power nor by your might. It is something that the post experience does. When failure becomes glory, it never will become failure again. And that is very encouraging. That is extremely encouraging. There's some things that I've gone through at the post that I tell you, they just can't be recreated. They can't. I didn't realize, I told you one of my testimonies was depression that I didn't even know was there until I had a post experience with the Lord. And I was waiting and he instructed me on the fact that there are areas in my life that were just really depressed. And when he shut that thing, when he shut that door, it is shut. And so I want to talk to you and add to your faith today. God's going to add to your faith that it'll give you a greater reasoning to get there. If you ever wanted something removed off your life that you have struggled in, this is the way to get it done. This is how it happened. So now, the Lord is the ultimate gatekeeper. I'm going to read to you from Revelations chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. It says, and the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth. I know, verse 8 says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Mm-hmm. For thou hast little strength. And I stop there. And has kept my word and has not denied my name. Now, the word door means portal or entrance. I believe Javon taught on this in one of her case studies. It means also a gate. So now we understand from Proverbs 8 that we are going to wait at his gate, to lean on the post of his doors, or to lean on, or wait on the post until temperament takes us over. When his temperament, his characteristic, his way of doing things takes over, he then now releases glory. That glory becomes his opinion. It means opinion. He releases his opinion, and in that opinion, it opens the gate. It opens the gate of deliverance from that area of failure in your life. It opens it. And when he says, and when I open the gate, no man can shut it. No man can shut it. And so that becomes extremely, extremely, man, encouraging for me. And it should be for you as well. That when he really does a thing, man, oh man, you're never going to look back and you're never going to go back. Because when glory touches failure, it becomes an open gate, an open door, portal. You have an entryway. So one very important understanding we need to get right off the bat coming into this message is to establish the fact that authentic faith, the authentic faith life is when he brings deliverance at the post, no man or nothing can take it away. If you're excited and you like to hear that, say amen. Let me just know you're there.
Amen.
When the exchange is made at his post, his glory replaces failures permanently. Right. Let me show you why. The word shut means, watch this. This is what happens when something or someone can shut the gate. And oftentimes we think we stepped into the gate, but in essence, we haven't had an authentic post experience to where God really conveys his opinion, where Christ conveys his opinion, and then you receive it under, and it's very important, you receive it under his temperament. Because and I'll show you why it has to be his temperament in just a moment. The word shut means to obstruct the entrance into the kingdom. That's the literal definition to shut. To obstruct the entrance into the kingdom of heaven. And it also means to cause the heavens to withhold rain. So now if you've ever gone back to a situation that you thought you were out of, it's because you didn't have an authentic post experience. You weren't moving in the glory, because when glory touches it, it can't be shut. Nothing can obstruct the entryway that you had just come into in a situation in your life where God brought you out. When he brings you are out, praise God. It's finished.
Amen.
It also means to cause the heavens to withhold rain. So now where you were harvesting, where you were growing, all of a sudden there's a stagnancy. Listen, there is no stagnancy when glory touches failure. Rain is constantly falling on that ground where God had begun to release his glory, his opinion. He keeps raining on it until it's absolutely perfected. He keeps on pouring it out. So sometimes your post experience may be once or twice dealing with, or three times, or maybe four, dealing in the same subject. Don't worry about that. That's rain coming down. That's God not withholding rain on an area that your life was once dry and brittle in. Now it's flourishing and the rains don't stop, praise God. So when God ministers to you about any area that you're in a deficit in, he's not just going to minister that once. He's going to cause the heavens to rain on it and really cause it to flourish. Hallelujah. So that's something we have to look forward to. That as I go to the post, as he's ministering to me and instructing me, man, oh man, he's going to cause rain to fall and cause a harvest in that area. Can you imagine if God would really finally minister to you about your money situation? Would you want him to minister to you for just one time, or would you want him to continue to rain on that field and cause it to flourish as a vineyard? Amen. Of course, you want the continual rain. Well, when he says no man can shut it, he's saying nothing's going to stop a hundredfold harvest from coming into your life in any one situation. Amen. Now, the Holy Ghost knows here is once glory is established, it doesn't stop raining. The entrance into God's influence will always be open to us in the area it replaced failure. So God doesn't just send one shower of glory. He causes it to continue to rain. He keeps his influence. He keeps his opinion ever before you. So I'm telling you right now, take heart, child of God. If God began a post experience in your life concerning a situation, you better believe he's going to rain on it until he perfects it. You better believe he's going to keep it coming until it absolutely, you are blossomed and flourishing perfectly in that area. And so that is, I mean, a real place that we have to understand and coming to understanding that once glory touches failure, that's nothing good. Can stop it. Nothing can stop it.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I want to talk to you for a minute about the true purpose of temperament. And stay with me today, guys, because it's going to go there today. It's going to get deep. It's going to get real deep. The true purpose of temperament, of temperament exchange at the gate. Now, we've understood that the temperament of the Lord is how we are able to really source and house God's opinion. And I just want to just really highlight that before we go on in the message. In John 1:5, it says, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." So we have learned that our flesh and carnal minds cannot house. Your temperament cannot house God's glory. It can't house it. Because our temperament, the Bible says, in our flesh dwelleth no good thing. Our flesh will not comprehend or be able to walk out God's opinion. But the temperament of Christ taking over at the post will be able to house God's opinion, God's glory. And so flesh and carnal minds can't do this. See, darkness can't comprehend the light of his glory. So the exchange of temperament must be done. It's got to be done. You can't just leapfrog over and just try to extract glory, because if you're not in his temperament, he's not going to waste his glory. He's not even going to release his glory, because he knows you can't house it. I think the Bible says, "No flesh will glory in my sight, in my presence." Flesh doesn't mix well with glory at all. It doesn't mix well. It's like bitter and sweet. It's like salt and fresh. It doesn't mix well at all. So he is the only one. Watch this now. Watch this revelation. He's the only one that can receive and sustain the glory. I found this out. This was really intriguing to me. I mean, really intriguing. He's the only one. That's why he makes an exchange of temperament, because he's the only one that can receive and sustain it. So when temperament comes on you in any one area and his characteristic takes over, it's because he's causing it to remain. Christ in that area is being established in you. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Watch this here. But the God of all grace, it says in 1 Peter 3:10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory. Look at this. We're called unto his eternal glory. How? By Christ Jesus. After that, you have suffered a while. He'll make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and then settle you. But we're called unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. We know "by" denotes a channel. It denotes the way or the place where motion starts. It's the place where it all goes down. Glory can only come by him. It can only come through him. And so glory comes by Christ, but it comes to Christ. If you're with me, say amen.
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 All right, just showing you how important it is that when you're going to his post and you're there, it's important to recognize that his characteristic, his temperament has come upon you. When his temperament has come upon you, then now glory, the opinion of God concerning this area of your life, will be released, because it can only be housed by him.
Yes.
Watch this here. He's never purposed in you or me to carry his glory. He's never done that. He's only purposed it in himself. That's why a scripture, I'm jumping a little bit ahead, but it's apropos. The scripture says this: Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Period. It's he can only communicate glory to himself. And then what you become and what I become is a partaker of his divine nature. We become partakers of the divine nature of God. But Christ is the one housing this glory. As he gives us the exchange of temperament, he then houses the opinion on how to walk in perfection in any area of our life. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 5 through 9, it says this, having predestinated, listen to this, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. We're accepted in him because of the glory of his grace. Watch this. In whom we have redemption through the blood, his blood, and forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Verse 9 is your key. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. He's only purposed it in himself. To establish us in glory and grace, it's been purposed in him. It wasn't purpose. It's never been something that we have to do. Once again, we don't have to house. No, no, no. If I'm going to get free from something, if I'm going to be delivered, if I'm going to be made perfect, it's going to be by him and through him, because he's the only one that can hold the light of the glory, the light of God's opinion concerning me. So he says, let me step in here. Because you yourself, you'll lose it. Your flesh, it won't be able to house it. But if you stay in my temperament, I'll cause the glory to be housed in you and sustained. Watch this. He purposed it in himself. The word purpose means this. He set it within himself to fix or establish. So it's set in him, it's fixed by him, and it's established by him. So your imperfection, your failure will not happen by you. It's purposed to happen by him. Good God Almighty. It's already purposed to happen by him. So the only thing you have to do is just get to the post of his door. Wait until the exchange is made. And then, my goodness, the glory will begin to fall. The failure will become perfected. He said, I will perfect that which concerns you. I'll either finish it or I'll cause it to fail so I can release and reveal glory. So it's purposed all in him. So please don't lose the process of what we're doing at the post. The purpose of the post is to get the exchange, to put on his temperament. So now I can house the real light of God's glory. It can be housed in me, and it's set there. It's fixed for good. It doesn't leave. When he sets it, you become what I believe Jermon talked about, a pillar in the house. You become stabilized there. You don't move. You will not go back. You'll never look back, and I promise you, you'll never go back. But he has to do this. That's the purpose of constant rain coming. He's going to hammer this thing until it's come under perfection, until the glory, the doxa, has been made fully manifest. That's what he's doing in us. That's the purpose of why we're going to the gate. He's saying, no, no, no. I don't just want you to have a moment of glory. I want sustained glory on your life. I want you to dwell here in victory with me forever. Every day, all day, one situation, listen to me now, one circumstance at a time. Let me show you. So now, his only purpose in himself to fix our failures, it's purpose in him and to establish his glory. This is the ultimate reason for the temperament change or exchange. In Acts 17, 26 and 8, it says, for in him, listen, for in him we live and move and have our being. Only in him. Only him. Why? Because he's the only one that can house the glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Change is being made, and it's permanently being made. It's permanently because the glory carries the anointing that removes burdens and destroys yokes. It carries that's the type of anointing that's in the glory. It ain't no surface type anointing. There's an anointing here that is about to remove your burden and destroy your yoke. But it's in him we live. It's in him we move. And it's in him we have our being. That's the purpose of the temperament exchange. Because the glory wants to rest in you. It wants to rest in me. And I tell you, when I've had the experiences there, since we've been learning and doing this, I cannot find the gateway back to depression. I can't find it. It doesn't exist. The way is shut. So what this means here is, because of the exchange of temperament, true deliverance only will come through and by Jesus. It comes unto himself, but we become partakers of his divine nature. It talks about over there in I believe 1 Peter. He only purposed in himself our deliverance. We can't house the glory of his opinion. We can't, because the darkness in me doesn't comprehend the light in him. The darkness in you will not comprehend the light in him. So that's why some people look kind of, they get in this place where everything's still the same, no matter how many services they go to, no matter how strong the word was, because they don't have an experience with God. They don't have an experience in his presence. And it's really, man, it's really unfortunate that the body of Christ doesn't know it like this, because to really rise up and become the sons and daughters, to really be his offspring, it's only going to be in him or through him. That's the only way. We cannot force ourselves into perfection. We can be brought into perfection. He says, I'll open the door that no man shuts. I'll open it. Nobody will stop your entryway from the kingdom when I put my glory on a thing. You'll always have access. You'll always be in the realm of deliverance. And when you need reminding, I'll let it rain. And nothing will stop the rain from coming from the heavens. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can't house the glory. And in Colossians 1:27 says, To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. And here it is. Here's the mystery. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Mm-hmm. That's the mystery. If you're looking for the glory of God, it's going to come by Christ in you. It's coming by and to the Christ that's in you. So you can become a partaker. You'll become a partaker of the divine nature of God. But the mystery is, the glory is only going to come to him. Can you imagine that? Think about that. Salah, just for a minute. The glory is, if I want perfection, I must be in his temperament. I got to be clothed in it so it can be released into the one being that can house it. You remember when Moses couldn't even look on the glory? The man of God couldn't even look at the glory. Do you think in your flesh you can house it? That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit in you. He couldn't even look at the glory. And you think in any way that God is going to release it into your flesh? No, you'd explode. It'd be way too much. If he really released glory in flesh, oh, he's gonna one day, when he returns with a sword that's coming out of his mouth, he's gonna make all flesh know who he is. And you don't wanna be on the side of that. But truth be told, we cannot house it by ourselves. So the mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And when that's established, it brings a sustaining glory that's in and on your life. One situation at a time. So it's pretty plain to see if glory is going to overtake failures, it's because of Christ in us. Christ alone, listen, Christ alone, the word Christ alone means anointed. The anointed. The anointing is the burden removing, yoke destroying. Hence, glory is sustained forever. If it comes by way of him and I'm there, it removes it and destroys it. That's what the anointing does. Amen. All right.
Amen, Lord.
All right. So now daily post experiences take us from glory to glory. Here we go. This is going to get real good to you. Daily post experiences take us from glory to glory. That's why I said early on in the message, it's one situation at a time. Because that you go from glory to glory. When now understanding that word glory as doxa, meaning God's opinion, God's point of view. All right. We understand that becomes the glory. That's where the glory is. It's under God's opinion about us, God's point of view. Now, it says in John chapter 14. All right. Stick with me now. Daily post experiences take us from glory to glory. So it goes from perfection to perfection. He's moving in us that's why he's patient in waiting for the precious fruit of the earth, because he knows that precious fruit is moving from glory to glory. He also knows to give us and credit us righteousness in the area of our sins, because he knows that the glory, once it begins, is going to cause us to come into total perfection. So the Bible says, blessed is a man in whom the Lord will not impute sin, because the glory, praise his name, is spreading like a gangrene or some type of cancer. It's spreading over our lives. It really is. Once you've tasted and seen what the post experience can do, you're going to want it in every area that he reveals is not flowing in him correctly. It says in John 14, chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He says here, I go to prepare a place for you. What does this have to do with glory to glory? The word mansions is plural. This has to do with the glory, from glory to glory. The word mansions means this. Watch this. It means to stay in a given place. It means abide. Remember, I told you the title of our message here. Remember this here? The post experience produces sustained glory. When you start getting post experiences, what you're really getting here is a mansion. A place that you can stay in. A place that you can abide. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. He's giving you a place, a given place. He's given you a place that you can continue in. He's given you a place that you can remain in. In other words, you're sustained there. You're hidden there. You're protected there. It's a place. I'm telling you now, every post experience becomes a mansion. In my Father's house are many mansions. Another word for mansions is rooms. Why so many? Because you're moving from glory to glory. The glory is establishing perfection. Every time it establishes it, you have another mansion. You have a place to continue and to remain. The word place, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. This thing exploded here. It means condition. It means condition. I go to prepare a condition. I'm changing your condition. I'm taking you from failure to glory. I'm changing you. So I go to prepare. By the time I do what I'm supposed to do, by bringing my sacrifice, I will have prepared mansions and places for you. I've got conditions. I've got new ways of you to live. I've got new ways of you to walk in victory. I've got new ways to bring you out and cause you to remain. I go to prepare conditions. I go to prepare new conditions. Yeah, you were failing here, but I've already prepared a new condition for you.
Hallelujah.
Which in that new condition, it causes you to abide in a mansion that gives you total protection from ever going back to failure again. I've got a new place. I've got a new condition. So when glory is exchanged, listen to this. When glory is exchanged for failure, it becomes a mansion, a place of abiding under the new conditions of the Lord. It is a place where failure won't reach you ever again. It's a dwelling place Where? How in the world is failure coming into the Father's house? It's not going to happen. It's a place where failure won't reach us again. And he said he has mansions, signifying the daily visits. It spoke to my spirit about the daily visits at the post of his doors. It also reminded me of what Elder Allison's case study said. Watch this now. It says, and the man of God said, where fell it? And he shewed him the place. There's that word place again. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither. And the iron did swim, 2 Kings 6:6. He says he showed him the place. Once the place of our failures, listen, once the place of our fails is revealed, he changes the conditions and establishes a mansion.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Woo, God Almighty. Once the place of failure is revealed and you're under the temperament where you can house his opinion, man, he changes the conditions and he establishes a new mansion for you in that area of your life. It becomes a place that we dwell in and remain for good. This is what it means to go from glory to glory. That every time God gives an opinion about something you're not moving right in, man, he's establishing a brand new mansion, a brand new dwelling place. Can you imagine him establishing a brand new mansion in the area of your finance or the area where your body might have been sick, but God is able to communicate his opinion on what Christ did for you, and you're at the post and in his temperament to be able to house this? It's going to create a new condition in your life and give you a new dwelling place. Oh, if God can communicate things that the way he sees us, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. If I can just show you the way I see you, if I can just reveal to you the way that it really is, but not to your flesh. Let me show my son, and my son will cause you to be a partaker of his divine nature. Let me show it to the Christ in you, the hope of glory. Just let him slip him on. Let him put his temperament on you so I can release my glory in you. My goodness, this is really an actual place here. This is a place where we can walk every day in absolute victory all the time. Never looking back, never going back. Truly experiencing the power and the blessing of the shores of the other side. Because we're walking in the mystery, Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's coming to him, by him, and to him. That's how he gets you out of trouble and keeps you out of trouble. Watch this here in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says this, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we're changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord is your confirmation. And to show you that you can never go back when the glory changes you, the word changed means metamorphosis. Metamorphosis. You can never go back. A caterpillar that becomes a butterfly can't go back to the stage of being a caterpillar again. You are changed for good. When the glory touches you and touches your failure, you are under a metamorphosis. You have completely shifted. It reminds me of what the Candor taught us about becoming from cucumber to pickle, that you never go back to cucumber again. You've been changed. God wants to add to our faith today that these post experiences are bringing change that will last for eternity. You'll never go back to failure again. I don't know about you, but that sounds great to me.
Yes. I'll
never go back to failing again. And it's one thing at a time with him, going from glory to glory, being changed into his image. Never looking back, and I'm never going back. Once I've had that post experience where his temperament was housed and my entire being, when you're there, And I think some of you that have had experiences know what I'm saying. Your entire being says amen to him. Your entire being, because it's him. It's him. You're housing now a hundredfold agreement with his opinion. So this is further confirmation. His perfection on us is from glory to glory, from his opinion in one area of our lives to the next. From here, it's never looking back. It's from here that we never go back. The way gets shut. He shuts doors. Says he that openeth and shutteth. He does it both. He opens one gate and closes the door behind you when you come in. And no man can open what he shuts. Nothing can disturb you. Nothing can bring you back again. Hallelujah. Nothing. It's absolutely, you are changed. And God is adding to authentic faith today that those moments are bringing eternal change in us. If you let him communicate to the area you know you're failing in, man, by the time you say amen under his temperament, you're going to go from failure to glory. You're going to move from failure to glory. I got one final blow, and I'm closing. I'm closing right here, really early today. One final blow. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 17. I've been reading this scripture while you guys are doing your case studies. It says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The word weight there means authority. Glory takes authority over failure. Glory will take the authority over it. It's a more exceeding and more eternal weight. The affliction in your life is weighty. Whatever you might be going through, whatever you might be facing, whatever might be just going AWOL, it's weighty. But if his glory gets on it, the glory carries more weight. It carries more authority over the affliction.
Amen, that's good.
That affliction will never have authority over the glory ever again or over your life.
Hallelujah.
The glory will be sustained in a place of authority. It knows, that affliction knows not to come back and try you, because the exceeding eternal weight of glory is there with you. It knows that every demon that might have been trying you, all oppressive spirits, every demonic stronghold, whatever you might have been going through in a demonic realm or in the realm of the demonic. Listen, once the glory touches it, oh my God, once the glory touches it, an exchange of authority takes place. And that affliction knows, hey, can't mess with that. Can't mess with that. So it's wonderful that every time we come to this place, receiving God's opinion, boy, it's been an exchange of authority. What used to rule me will no longer rule me. I'm free because the glory carries more weight, carries more power. So I don't know about you. I don't know what you might have been facing, what you might be going through. Just one word I heard Elder Donna say. Just one word will change everything on your behalf. Just one. Take a minute. Carry a failure right now because you're at the post. Call a failure to mind. I believe the Holy Spirit will agree with you on it. Just call it to mind. Open yourself up for a minute and just really open yourself to this area that you're failing in. Open yourself and Just look for the word, listen for his opinion. And don't listen too deep. He's smooth with it when he comes. He's a gentleman about it. And it never has a rough landing. Anytime if God's opinion has a rough landing, it's because you're still in your own flesh and you're not under his temperament. But when you're under his temperament, every landing is smooth. We used to call it in old store, we used to call it, he kills us like like an ultimate ninja. You're bleeding out and you don't even know he slit you. That's how smooth he is. Oh my goodness. There's an anointing on this line even right now, where glory wants to take the place. It wants to take the place of failure. It's coming out of failure. It's coming out now, and he's saying, hey, when I'm done, it's going to stay. It's going to remain. I'm giving you a dwelling place. A dwelling place of victory every single day. Just receive my opinion. Hear my voice. Receive my word. I'm fixing things. And the rain won't stop falling. And heaven's gate will never be closed off to you, because no man can shut it once my glory's on it. Oh, just lift your hands and begin to receive. Just receive it. Just receive it. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Just receive, just receive, 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 receive. It's okay to communicate your failure. The word is already on you. You have access and rights to talk. Draw nigh unto me, he said, and I'll draw nigh unto you. Come on. Tell me where it's going wrong. Tell me where it's at. Show me the place it has failed. Show me. That's what the prophet said to the man with the borrowed axe. Show me the place where it fell. Talk to him for a minute. And once he showed him, the prophet took a branch, threw it at the place. The branch was a go-between. And an iron axe head began to swim. It began to swim right then and there. But he had to show him where it was. I think that concept is so powerful. Show him. Jesus. Just show him. Ooh, glory be to God. Elder Allison says, amen and amen, that is good. Elder Donna says, ooh, boy, hallelujah, Lord. You're all knowing. You are all knowing. Amen. Elder Allison says, wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Lord, for the mansions. Des says, wow. Jesus. Somebody show him the place. Where did it fail? Where did it go wrong? Let him exchange glory here. For it. For light shines out of the darkness. Master, we thank you so much. Every time we get together, you foolproof this authentic faith life every single time. You give us so many options and on how to, where to be delivered. You've given us so much. It's just failure. Just, it can't stay. From glory to glory, we're going to travel with you and enjoy watching you perfect every area of our life. But the thing of it is, we just have to take the time to come to you. We just have to open ourselves up to show the places of where it failed and where it fell. Every oppressive thing will begin to have less and less weight until there's no weight, until it's no more. Your glory is sustaining, Lord. Hallelujah. And I just pray for, a torrential rain of it to come. Rain on all of our fields of imperfection.
Yes, God.
Rain on all of our fields, Lord, of imperfection. Don't stop until it's all done. Don't stop, Jesus. Peter said it like this: if you got to wash me, don't just wash my feet, wash my hands, wash my face, wash all of me. Don't stop at my feet. But let the glory touch every area, Lord, that isn't living at the maximum level of kingdom. Ah, God, let it rain today. Let it rain even now. Let it rain, Jesus. Let it rain. Your temperament is here. We can house your opinion now. We can become partakers of your divine nature. And we give you praise, Master. We give you praise, Jesus, for deliverance moving even now on this line, for freedom coming even now on this line. Burden removing, yoke destroying. For everyone that touches in the place of your gate, your post. Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. He's moving on some of you even now. There's a change of weight going on. What was weighing you down is the glory of God, his opinion, his view, his estimate is all over you right now. And it's shifting the weight. You're getting lighter, but the glory is getting heavier. Jesus. That removal from off your shoulders is the exchange of weight. That ease you're feeling is because the weight has exchanged. Your problem isn't that strong anymore. Your problem isn't that heavy anymore. Hey, God, yes, but there's been an exchange. Hallelujah. Hey, Master. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Hey, man, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Some of you, oh God, are real praise because of what he's doing for you right now. Some of you owe him a time or a moment of thanksgiving right this very moment because he's doing it. Your problem has become grasshoppers. It looked like at one time that it was huge, it was big, but now it's become nothing. It's minuscule because of the glory. Hey, yes, Lord. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. That's all I've got.